God the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost, also referred to in Scripture as the Holy Spirit, is the third person in the Trinity. A description of God the Holy Ghost necessarily overlaps with a description of the triune God. This segment should be considered with the segment on the triune God, and also the segments on God the Father and God the Son. The Holy Ghost must be recognized and honored as such, and never referred to as a force, a thing, or it. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit are co-equal, and the Holy Spirit possesses the same divine attributes of eternal existence, omnipresence, omniscience, and omnipotence as the other two persons of the divine Trinity. The Holy Spirit has many roles ascribed to him. He is the agent that leads men to repentance. He proclaims Jesus and glorifies him. He does not draw attention to or glorify himself. Scripture teaches that the Holy Spirit ministers to believers. He is the specific agent in the world to lead believers into deeper experiences with God, to call and empower disciples for service, and to lead individuals into all truth. He bestows spiritual gifts, dividing to every man severally as he will. See 1 Corinthians 12, 8-11. He produces spiritual fruit in Christ's followers and assists them in prayer. The fact of the distinct personality of the Holy Ghost is emphatically taught in Scripture. Personal pronouns are applied to him. Personal qualities, such as active intelligence, volition, and the capability of being resisted, grieved, blasphemed, lied to, or tempted, are ascribed to him. Many personal acts are performed by him. His deity is unquestionable because divine names are given to him, divine attributes are ascribed to him, divine works are performed by him. Jesus himself promised that he would send the Holy Spirit to the disciples, referring to the Holy Spirit as the Spirit of truth, the Comforter, and the Holy Ghost.